Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Oh, shit! Well, I can't rape you.
What character is that?
I don't know. Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong was not a racist.
Why can't we be friends? I put you down on the bed and I finger you with my big fun fingers. I'm gonna rape you.
That's good.
Louis Armstrong.
The fun thing about radio, when you do minstrel, you don't have to put on blackface.
Yeah.
People can just imagine.
That's not minstrel. That's an impression of a famous performer.
Okay, it was great. Are we good? Okay.
Yeah.
That's Marcus. I'm Ben there. With us, as always,
Louis Armstrong. Yeah. As these guys are blue, I raped a woman.
That's a thing I do.
Uh-huh.
I play characters,
right?
I'm a character comedian.
This is
Henry Zebrowski, by the way. I know you thought that it was actually Louis Armstrong there.
Interesting.
For a second, because you're stupid.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
You're not stupid.
You're not stupid. We love you. You're not stupid.
That's
especially
good.
You, who's listening right now. You're not stupid.
You're not stupid. And Louis Armstrong was not a rapist.
Yeah, but I'm back and I like to push the ladies down.
What is
the panties don't stop me.
You know what, Louis? We're going to take it from the top. Just take it from the top.
What song are we playing?
I have no idea. Louis lost his mind.
But no, I exaggerate certain factors about the famous people when I go through my process of generating characters.
And what is your process exactly?
How
many ounces of beef are involved?
Oh, I mean, I ate four hamburgers today.
Oh.
Literally did that.
Yeah, that's not an exaggeration.
That's not an you
that
went
is
to a
not
barbecue.
A tall tale.
I went to a barbecue and I ate it was an Obama barbecue, and so it was all organic, wonderful beef.
And how much money did you raise for Obama?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
I put $4 in the bucket.
Four hamburgers, $4. I think that's why we're in a recession.
Hey.
But that's okay. All right, well, speaking of eating food and big fat people, today we're going to talk about what fat people love to do, eat, but not hamburgers. We're talking people. We're talking cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
Today on the last podcast on the left.
A taboo subject. Taboo.
Nobody likes you
it's
if you
true.
Do it.
I was reading a thing, an anthropologist saying that is the one thing in the pale of human behavior that is like the most aberrant. The idea of cannibalism.
Define aberrant.
It means bad. It means bad.
It means, okay.
It means people hate it.
Yeah, people don't like be liking it no mo.
He touched me in my boo-boo place.
But that's aberrant.
That's aberrant behavior.
Oh, wow. Yes. What does that mean?
No boo-boo place touch.
No boo-boo place touch touch.
But it's true. But the thing is that, yeah, he's like, it's the most abhorrent, aberrant behavior that one can do. But
stupid
everybody's done it. Every single society since the beginning of human thought has eaten other people. I mean, for stuff that's weird. Yeah. You know, like I was reading this whole, like, you know, again, people eat people in times of victory. You beat your victor. You eat the heart of the person in order to.
I think that's wonderful.
Yes. And then there's certain tribes of the African nations that were extremely fond of young women's breasts and genitalia, said they tasted good.
So they cut them off of these women's
bodies. Yes.
And cooked them up in a nice stew and then ate their titty. Seems like a fatty stew.
It is a fatty stew.
Really? The least healthy part of a human body to eat would be the fatty breast.
But these people are like, they were all like Usain Bolt back in the day. They were all running and jumping and fighting and hunting and jumping and climbing. And
I thought you were going to say hemming and hawing.
No.
They weren't hemming and hawing.
No, they were taking action.
Oh, okay.
No, they don't sit around thinking about shit. They stab you to death.
Interesting.
And they cut your breasts off and your pussy and they eat.
Natural. Although I will say, I can't imagine the sustenance you get from a female vagina. I mean, there's not a lot there. Couple of lips, you know, maybe a clitoris.
Yeah, but that's why it's quantity.
I feel
quality.
Like what
you get a bunch of them.
If you went to like the fanciest tribal restaurant, that's the sort of
the
pompous cuisine they would serve. The labia. I'm not full off a fucking labia. Hey, and I paid 8 elephant teeth for this.
You mean to tell me I gotta go eat 4 human hands before I come into this fancy restaurant?
This is Barbara. We're not coming here anymore. It's a ripoff.
Let's go to the buffet.
Yeah.
Let's go to the buffet.
The titty buffet and some eyelids. Oh, I love the eyelid buffet sometimes.
You pop them in your mouth and crack them like a bunch of crackers.
So people throughout history have just been enjoying consuming other people's body parts.
Yeah, and now it's just the most reviled thing that you can do.
Was it always considered reviled? I mean, obviously it was a point of victory. And then, but what about civilizations that were starving? I mean, they have to eat other people for good reasons.
Obviously. And there were places, they were like, there was one tradition that if there were a mighty warrior had died, you ate his body out of pity and consideration for him. So there was a lot of like people
Love
would
it.
Eat if their chief died, they would eat him. Mm. Or if like a big thing is like if your children's die, like if your children die of like natural causes, like way early, like they would eat the children
and
out of respect.
That sounds very good. I imagine children meat falls right off the bone.
Apparently,
right?
I got really into researching what the human meat tasted like because a lot of guys won't. You know, most of our reports of what human meat tastes like comes from, like, Dahmer and, like, these people. But, like, you got to take their stuff with a grain of salt.
Yeah, Dahmer was from Wisconsin. He put ketchup on everything.
Oh, yeah. It just tastes
like
cheese curds. Yeah, he put butter all over the bun before eating it.
And the man's palate was just ruined by years at that chocolate factory.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't get any of the finer hints. But a sociologist he wrote this book called Jungle Laws, where it's, like, he traveled with this African tribe and he watched a cannibalism ritual and then proceeded to order a very recently dead cadaver. This is in Paris.
Okay.
And roasted it on a spit and ate it. And he said that you could compare it to really, really good veal.
Oh, see,
good
veal. I'd always heard pork.
Pork is just like the reason why he compares it to veal is because it's the way it's cooked. When human meat is cooked, it turns a gray color like lamb or veal does.
Oh.
And then it has that sort of a little bit of a gamier, mealier taste,
yeah,
but smells like fucking delicious cooked rump roast steak.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be great with a curry.
Yeah.
Human curry sounds really powerful.
Yeah.
So this guy was in France. He got a cadaver.
This was in like the year 1909.
Hey,
where
Barry,
like,
what you cooking there? Hey, come on over for the barbecue.
Come over. It's fucking human dick.
You know what?
That's great. You know what, buddy? I'm going to watch the Saints game at my place.
It's bizarre.
What, you guys in that little exchange, you referenced like 3 cannibal stories that I have pulled up.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're tying this all together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Like, people at home who listen to this podcast, you think that this is all just random.
Mm-mm.
We sit, we plan, we weave together a story for you so that you can be properly entertained.
That's right. So do we want to get into more of this wonderful sociologist work?
Yeah, I bet you did I eat a baby.
Thank you, Louis.
Apparently, and also that baby meat on a human baby is so tender. It would be, you could compare it to the same texture as fish, that if you ate a baby's succulent ass, it would just eat.
It's actually a very small part of the baby, the butt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that's where you want to do it. You chew on its arms.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do.
You suck its brain out of its skull. Yeah. You can do that,
you
too.
You can do that with a straw.
It's like a soft-boiled egg where you just saw the top and then you just like quick
crack
mix
open.
Up the brains. Could have put some raw garlic in there and just.
Right, right. Yeah, hit it on the head with a spoon a couple of times. It sounds very, very tasty. So what was?
I like this one.
I do love this one too. What was the point of the sociology's research? What conclusion did he come out with, or he just wanted to figure out what it tasted like just for the experience?
Oh no, he was a sick fuck. That
oh,
guy,
is that like, what it was?
He was into the experience, and he was a sociologist, but he was also like, if he wasn't doing that, he probably would have been a serial killer.
Right. Which I'm sure is, I mean, how did he get the human body? He must have known
a serial. He knew a dude.
Yeah, he knew a dude, right?
I can get you a toe, man. 3 o'clock can get you a toe, you know? Yeah.
There's no meat on the toe. I need the whole body. I'm having a huge barbecue here. Everyone's coming over.
Well, there are.
Doing a fundraiser.
It's going to be big. An Obama fundraiser. This big fatty. He always likes 4 human burgers. Then he only tips $4.
There was a case of a guy in Russia who killed and killed people and served the meat to his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had no idea.
It's a funny little piece of life. He's doing something very nice. I mean, he's doing something terrible, killing, murdering, cooking up a person, but then he serves it.
Yeah. He killed 7 women. He lived in Kazakhstan.
What's his name again?
His name, shit, what the hell is his name?
Vladimir Putin.
It doesn't show what his name is. It's kind of a shitty list, but he boasted as having killed anywhere between 50 to 100 women.
Cool.
Prided himself on trying to rid the world of prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
And he also had his teeth replaced with metal fangs.
What was he, goth?
Yeah,
that's
he was
I kind of love the teeth thing.
Yeah,
that
sounds like he's just like he's like a steampunk guy. Yeah.
He was eventually caught when some of his drunk friends found a human head and intestines inside his fridge.
Interesting. I think maybe it was the giant metal fangs in his mouth.
Yeah, that might have been a tip
off. Yeah, that's really it's hard to do a job interview where you're like, hey, nice young girls.
Well, I don't know if you're right for Pete's Grocers, but well, maybe
come to my house, make you special dinner.
We can get you a job in the deli.
I can't really understand you with the giant metal fucking dentures you have in your mouth.
Yeah, that's the only point of a
drooling.
Denture.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Constantly drooling. Because he's constantly getting his appetite, pleasure. He's always salivating. There's people everywhere he goes.
I want to rush my teeth, hon. They're rusted together.
Oh, by the way, I was thinking about it. I passed some cows. I went down to Pennsylvania with Edward from, Stinky Eddie from the Round Table.
What a fun car that must have been.
Holy
cow. How much human heat can be generated in a car if you put you and Ed together in
the
seats?
It was very, very bizarre. The car itself had... The car gave itself air conditioning. It was trying to air condition itself.
What does that even mean?
So, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I was passing some cows, and I realized we should start seasoning them when they're alive. Season them alive. And then, so with people, man, start seasoning people now, and then when you fucking
eat
them.
But you can't season. You don't eat.
Up the pooper. Put it up the pooper and let the body season from the inside while it's alive.
I cannot fucking imagine that is possible.
It's possible. It is possible.
I mean, you can shoot shit up a cow's ass. That doesn't mean it's going to taste better.
This is my other thing.
Onions underneath its
what
skin.
What if it ate onions and garlic?
Yeah, then
what
that's
if it
a,
ate it?
And, do it?
Like, would it start to smell that way?
I know they feed Kobe beer, or they give him beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they drink beer.
Yeah, and they rub sake all
over the fucking
cock and balls.
Oh, we're going to taste amazing then. If you're a cannibal, come and eat us.
But there's also all that weird tobacco residue that's still in all of our systems, and
it tastes awful.
That's true. Be disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no meat on Marcus. Yeah.
I could be very delicious.
I think you could be the closest thing to a woman's breast.
No, but this is still all fat.
Well, that's
no,
all
no,
are.
No, but that's gross.
Oh, you don't have to show us.
No,
Henry, why did you lift
body.
Up your shirt? Why are you?
I just did it.
It's pretty. It's actually beautiful.
I just forgot I was doing it while I was doing it.
I know. Anyway, what's going on with this Russian dude?
And so, that's the end of the Russian guy, but let's move on over to Germany. We got two guys in Germany that I like. The first one, Joachim Kroll. Retarded fella.
Oh, this guy. You should see the look on this guy's face, too. He looks like a retarded version of Fredo from Godfather.
He looks nice.
I got passed over. I should have been the godfather.
Yeah, well, the man was mentally retarded and was a beloved member of a small community in northeast Germany.
Absolutely, because they used to dress him up as Bip-Bop, the fucking monkey boy, every like, whatever Santa Maria parade that they have, like in Williamsburg every 3 weeks.
I'm going to eat you guys.
And the children even known him as Uncle Joachim.
Very creepy.
And unfortunately, he started killing them. Mm-hmm. Started killing and eating young girls.
Okay.
When they're just all over the place, it's just like, you know, it's like accidentally stepping on ants.
Too many of them.
It happens.
And one day, a neighbor was told not to use his upstairs toilet, and in a very nonchalant manner, the man said, quote, "Because it's blocked up with guts."
Guts he is not fun. Good for the
Uncle Joaquin is just a jokester.
He is a joy.
I love him.
And a big part of this community.
I love him. I love his energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's everything that this whole neighborhood is about. But don't use that bathroom, though. It is chock jam full of guts.
Yeah, little girl's guts. I guess they're not good for plumbing. Why would he... how do you get rid of a body, I suppose?
You soak it in lime in a bathtub.
Right.
Like, that's one thing. Or you chop it up into a bunch of little pieces and you feed it to alley dogs.
Oh,
that's
what
I would
do. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I would agree. Yeah.
Well, this man killed 14 young kids.
Hey, man.
And he insisted that young children had the best meat out of any other kind of human.
That's what they say, because it's before during adolescence is when collagen starts like seeping into the meat, so it like gets tough.
Oh.
Babies and children are supposed to be the perfect things to eat.
Really?
Yeah.
And I suppose the easiest to catch as well, the easiest to bribe.
Not necessarily.
You don't think so?
They're harder to. I mean, once you get them and really hit them in the head with a hammer a couple of times, you're going to stop. You're going to drop a kid pretty hard.
Absolutely.
But like, yeah, because it's
to
like
do.
It would still be. You could hit us in the head with a hammer like 4 or 5 times, and we'd still be alive.
No, most people can survive quite a few blows to the head.
Yeah, but
I read
a
story about another guy another cannibal that he. It took 24 blows to kill a guy.
Ah,
holy Christ. Where was he hitting him?
In the head.
In the head?
Yeah.
He missed. He got a lot of shoulder shots in there.
He's not very strong.
Yeah.
25 nice. Hits to the head?
It's definitely able to... You can survive that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's too weak to kill.
It's
he
just like
be
baby's
you get 10 hits to the head. If you can't kill him in 10 hits, you don't get to kill him.
The human...
I mean, are you kidding me? How many fucking blows does this guy get?
Yeah, it's like T-ball.
Exactly. 10 strikes and you're out. It's retarded T-ball.
Well, another German man, and this one our listeners probably remember, probably heard of this guy. His name is Armin Muse.
Yeah.
And
what year was this?
This was, all of this happened, let's see here, in 2002.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah, 2001, 2002.
The guy with the baby guts in his toilet, that's 2000 as well?
No, that was in like the 60s.
Oh, okay.
That was a long
golden age of German cannibalism.
Yeah,
this
everyone
is the,
knows
Armin
him.
Is the more part of the neo-cannibalist thing. It's that and swing music. He's big in Germany right now.
Those cannibals these days dancing around.
Dancing with they're bip-bopping.
Interesting. Louis,
dancing the lady and then eating them big old titties. Oh, and nothing I like better than pinning a girl down, eating the titties up.
Is that your favorite part of a person to eat?
Like, oh, you got to eat the titties. I eat your pussy off your legs.
Well, Armin.
That's nuts. Is that what gives you that wonderful singing voice?
Armin Muse.
I think Louis's gone crazy from all the human tit.
I think Louis has lost it.
Is he consuming human breasts again?
Oh, excuse me now. I got to suck on a pair of knees.
All right. Put a nipple on him.
Lick my knees.
Lick my knees.
That's disgusting. If anyone has a lick my knees fetish out there, please write us. I want to meet you. I got a tongue that could use some loving.
Well, Armin Muse.
Yuck.
God. Armin Muse was a guy. He was a guy that people might have heard of. He was the man who posted on the internet saying that he was looking for somebody to eat, kill and eat.
Right,
and he got a response. He's looking for a willing volunteer. Muse posted an advertisement at a website, The Cannibal Cafe.
Not even a clever disguise.
No.
Well, the disclaimer mentions the distinction between reality and fantasy. Like those suicide websites.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life. How much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/lastpod. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Muse Post stated that he was, quote, looking for a
FoxNews.com. Anyway.
Looking for a well-built 18 to 30-year-old to be slaughtered and then consumed, a guy, excuse me, a man responded to it, and many other people responded to it and then backed out. They're like, whoa, didn't know you were serious there, bud.
Right, right.
But one guy, as is known from a videotape the two made when they met on March 9th, 2001, in Muse's home, Muse amputated the other man, whose name is Brandis, amputated his penis, and the two men attempted to eat the penis together before Brandis was killed. Brandis had insisted that Muse attempt to bite his penis off. This did not work, and ultimately, Muse used a knife to remove Brandis's penis. Brandis apparently tried to eat some of his own penis raw, but could not because it was too tough, and as he put it, chewy.
I imagine Muse. It was. You got to get it hard before you cut it off.
Yeah.
Get it firm.
I think it's the worst part to eat.
Definitely.
It's all cartilage.
Well, Muse then tried to fry the penis in a pan with salt, pepper, wine, and garlic. He then fried it with some of Brandis's fat, but by then it was too burned to be consumed. He then chopped it up into chunks and fed it to the dog.
He's just a bad cook. He wasted a sirloin steak or whatever, the nicest, a Kobe beef steak.
At least prepare. Prepare to cook well.
Know what to do. Have
cut
your
up
onions
some fucking
chopped.
Vegetables.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be a chef about it. If we're going to do this, do it right.
I'm with you, man.
You got one go. You got one shot at the mic.
Odds are you're getting one dick in your life.
You're getting one dick to cook and eat.
Be prepared. Get a sous chef in there.
Yeah.
Get some fucking nice chopped onions. Get maybe a Worcestershire
sauce. Because
that's
what luck is. Luck is, what is it? It's like opportunity meets like readiness. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Preparation. Yeah.
Preparation. Get it right. Cook the dick to our medium rare.
I would like to go to a place that has just a bunch of dicks in water, and then we could call it Bobbit for penis. Bobbit for penis.
Weird that you
All right. Bobbit for penis.
Destroyed.
According to journalists who saw the video, Brandis may already have been too weakened from blood loss to actually eat any of his penis,
yeah.
which
his
means
dick.
That he just kind of had the penis like flopping out of his
I don't think I like it. I don't think I like to eat it.
Is the dick the only thing that he cut off?
No, no. Muse, after the whole penis incident, he read a Star Trek.
They should get a bunch of penises
like
in a
Phantom toll booth. What?
Yeah. What's that?
He read a Star Trek book for 3 hours while the guy was bleeding out in the bathtub. Muse also gave him large quantities of alcohol and painkillers.
Make you bleed faster.
20 sleeping pills and a bottle of schnapps. Kissed him. And, well, it's Germany.
Yeah. That is fucking awful.
Can I have some schnapps?
I'm like missing my dick here, man. Can I have some schnapps?
Come on, man. I'm fucking my dick, man.
Just fucking give me another shot of that delicious peach schnapps.
I'm fucking dying here, man.
All right, and he kissed him and finally killed him in a room that he had built in his house for this purpose called the Slaughter Room.
How did he kill him?
After stabbing
him
Brandis
25 times in the head with a hammer.
He stabbed him in the throat.
Good.
And then he hung the body on a meat hook and tore chunks of flesh from it. He even tried to grind the bones to use as flour. The whole scene was...
Flour? He's an idiot.
He is kind of an idiot. Well, he just doesn't know how to cook.
Just think about this is the only thing you want to do. You should know.
And bones can't be flour.
You should be so good at cooking other shit that by the time it comes down to cooking a human, you are so good.
You should be the guy that buys all the sausages because they look like a dick and you should know how to grill up a perfect sausage. He's like, if I can do it with a sausage, I can do it with a dick.
Yeah.
And then it's just fucking one, two.
It's go time.
God damn it. This guy really
fucked
up the recipe.
He fucked it up.
Well, the big debate over this entire murder is this a murder at all? Since the man gave explicit consent, written and videotaped.
I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, it's murder.
Well, I mean, it's technically murder, but it is also like murder of somebody who wanted to be murdered.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck that. He still needs to be in some place where they know where he is all the time.
Well, you know, put him in a prison surrounded by a bunch of guys with dicks?
Yeah. Yeah, that will be like, hey, you know what happens when you don't cut off a dick and eat it? I fucking use it to rape you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just is how it is then.
Well, that's true. That people who, he believes that there are over 100 cannibals in Germany.
Ooh.
And,
sure,
quote, they should go for treatment so it doesn't escalate like it did with me.
There was a documentary called Interview with a Cannibal that Vice put out that is very similar to that, where a guy named Issei Sagawa, who was a Japanese man who was born in a he believes that where he came from is that some race of cannibal aliens dropped him off on the earth and his mother found him and took pity on him. That's his idea.
It's kind of his Moses story.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Space Jews.
You will feed that baby penis.
Hungry human eating space Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always fascinated with eating human flesh.
Right.
And since he was a child and he couldn't understand it, and he became obsessed with foreign women. He loves tall, bigger white women.
A lot of
like
food.
Like Gianna Michaels. Was just like, that would be his number one. He'd be like, give it up, give it up.
She's a big man's meal.
In the 70s, he went to the Sorbonne in Paris. And he went to study comparative literature, the whole time realizing that he's setting himself up to go eat a woman. And his obsession with cannibalism has gone to a point, that's what he said, it was no longer a fascination, it was an obligation. He had to do it.
Right.
And so he befriended this super hot young Dutch girl who was really tall, really big.
Full of weed.
No. So good. Oh, big tall.
Yeah.
And did this thing where he convinced her, he basically set it up, he convinced her that he needed someone to come and record German poetry in his apartment.
Oh, naturally.
She went over there and she's like, oh, yeah, I do what you do. I like what you like. This is my Dutch accent.
Yeah, it was very good.
You don't know what Dutch people sound like.
I don't know. No, I've never met one.
It was good, though, yeah.
But then you...
What a cheesy way to get a woman, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was
German poetry in my apartment.
He said one of their professors requested that they do it.
Yeah.
And
he went and got a gun while she's sitting at the table, and she was like kind of like talking to him, and he's like smiling, talking to her. And
listen
then
to Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, he shot her brains out.
Shot her in the neck.
Yeah, and apparently she still talked to him for a little while, like totally in shock of what she was doing, and then she died. And then he basically then did the standard, raped her. And then
you raped her first?
Oh, yes.
That's seasoning, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. And then he cooked and ate her body over 4 days and then basically tried to hide it by, like, he was like, I knew exactly where to go. There was this park that has a lake in it, and I'm just going to go drop off. I shoved what was left of the body into these two suitcases, and these two sopping wet, blood-filled suitcases. He got into a taxi cab, and he went. He didn't realize that it was still going to be sunny out at 8 o'clock at night because he's an idiot or just totally insane.
Probably an
and then
idiot.
He tried to, like, put the things in the lake. He just sit there, and he said he became fascinated with an old man walking a little girl, and he was watching, smiling and stuff, and finally someone was like, ah! And he looked over, and he just, like, had opened up his bags, and body parts were all over the thing.
And then he just, like, looked at the person, and he was like, my eyes were too big for my stomach.
And basically, long story short is that he's immediately captured.
Yeah.
He gets then extradited to Japan, because that's just what happens when you are a foreign dissident.
Okay.
And then Japan didn't know what to do with him because of this weird law transfer. So he didn't get any jail time. He was never convicted of a crime, even though, like, he totally admitted that he, like, I killed her to eat her. That's what he said. And that, but his judgment was from the Japanese courts that he was judged to be sane but evil.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, kind of the coolest judgment of all time.
Right. But then he basically, from there, for money, a manga company approached him and asked him to draw a cartoon about his crimes, which he did.
So he's an animator.
Sweet. Yeah.
It's kind of like traditional. It's influenced by, like, traditional German. Japanese art.
Pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, he was really able to make money off of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
He made a healthy living, and then he did
so
all
the
these
greatest
weird,
thing
like,
he ever did was kill this woman.
He would make these, he would love to, he orchestrated these videos that he did where he hired a Japanese porn actress to come. And all she's told is that you're going to be with this guy for the weekend and you're going to, and he's like, you have to fuck him 3 times a day. And so they sit and they fuck, and it's like him with this porn star, and they fuck 3 times, and it's all filmed. And then if you watch him tell her what he did, what his crime was.
Well, they were fucking her afterwards.
After they fucked.
Okay,
and then show her pictures of the stuff and just watch them, like, cry. Like, he's like, they start, like, crying, like, really, you know, because they're shaking because you just had sex with a guy.
And the pictures are brutal.
Are
they online?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah. It's the picture that I saw was of a torso. It was just her torso.
Can you pull it up, Marcus?
Let's
just do it after.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'll show you tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Henry.
But it was just of a torso. Both her arms and legs were cut off. Her tits were cut off. And her face was a little chewy. Because when he first started eating her, the first thing he did was he tried to gnaw on her ass. Like, he tried to bite into her ass, but couldn't. He's like, it made my jaw hurt. And then.
That's great. I mean, that's what I would do.
And then he got a fruit knife. Which I'm not really sure what
that is. I don't know. It's a Japanese thing.
Yeah, small it's like knife.
It's a fruit knife, and he couldn't cut into the ass with a fruit knife.
Okay.
So he went out and got a meat knife, a curved meat
That'll
knife.
That'll work better.
And came out, and he cut the ass open. Uh-huh. And it splits, like, and when I first saw it, it was yellow, like corn. And I only found out later that that was fat. But I dug in deeper.
I think that's
to the red meat. He kept saying
red meat
over and over. And he had a thing for thighs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Thighs that, like,
and then he has his whole apartment's, like, filled with pictures of women from magazines and stuff. And he's like, her thighs look so tasty. And then he was like, so in order to defeat my cannibalistic intentions, I would masturbate furiously. But now I am impotent and can no longer masturbate. Yeah. And I am afraid that my cannibalism will come back.
So it was a sexual thing? Or, like, okay, his cannibalism would come back? No, but you're saying, But if you would masturbate.
Most cannibalism is also
in modern
raping.
Day.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the serial killers, the cannibalistic serial killers, they're also rapers.
Let's just talk about the big bad bone daddy.
Big
of the whole
bad
one.
Man.
Yeah.
Albert Fish, the Brooklyn boogeyman, the monster of Waterloo. They also call it, there's like all these weird names for him.
Monster of Waterloo.
He was a man that we talked about, I think, in our serial killer March Madness.
I think
competition.
We had him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was also
right
known
there.
As the Bumblebee of Bruges.
What?
No.
I like the Bumblebee of Bruges, though. I'd get eaten by that guy. It sounds fancy.
But Albert Fish was a...
sadist?
The king of perversion.
He was?
He invented several different sexual fetishes, including shoving rose stems up his dick hole.
Yep.
He put pins up in his crotch.
Yep.
And another thing I was reading about is that he used to soak a rag in kerosene, shove it up his ass, and then set fire to it.
Seasoning. Yeah.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
He was just, I mean, if you want to talk about a man with no boundaries.
Figgity, 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 fucked up.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. No limits at all.
Because apparently he was put into this very, like, his father was 80 when he was born. It was just this old man. He just fucking fingered a young girl, put his short, clammy wang up inside
there,
of her.
Yeah.
And made him, right? They immediately put him in the most brutal of Charles Dickens' fucking orphanage.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where, you know, the kids were brutally spanked. And then he found out after a while, like, when they spanked me, I began to get hard. And then,
and they used to also piss and shit on him.
Yes.
Oh,
constantly.
Really? Human toilet. Okay.
But he couldn't barely contain his excitement. He loved it all so much.
Right, right,
like,
right,
ever
right.
since he was a boy. And then basically.
That's what happened when you get weak sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or extremely strong adaptive sperm. If people are going to piss and shit and spank you anyway, you might as well get hard over
it. He's such a disgusting fucking animal. But so.
He fucked a boy in Cleveland.
He did.
Yep.
He did. And that was his first arrest. He's also was married three times.
Yes.
This guy had three wives. He got a woman voluntarily had sex with Albert Fish.
Whatever I'd imagine they had to have been some pretty heinous hogs.
Ugh.
Yeah, whatever the opposite of a trophy wife is, that's what they were.
Yeah.
You know?
A punishment wife.
Yes. I do not flaunt her. I come home to her, and I am sad.
But he was arrested for child molestation for a while.
Right.
And then got put in jail and bumped out, kind of like John Wayne Gacy. But he was not the cuddly.
John Wayne Gacy was arrested before he
was
arrested.
Yes, he was for sodomy.
Oh,
he was arrested for sodomy, and that was like, and then he moved to a new town.
Yeah,
and
one very quick side note on John Wayne Gacy: it was just found out that a person who was thought to have been killed by Gacy actually died on Mount Everest.
Adventure.
Maybe John Wayne Gacy's right. He was framed.
The
he was
time.
Framed.
I'm
He's
just a clown,
clown
trying to make kids laugh.
Back to Fish.
And by the way, Albert Fish, that's just an unsettling name.
Disgusting name.
Sounds smelly.
He only killed two people. He killed two young children.
Right.
But what he did was, like, up until that point, like, there was the one story as to where it all started from is that he started, not raping, but sort of exploiting this severely mentally challenged boy who was, like, 18.
Twiddling with
him. He was, like, yes. He was, like, doing stuff to him. And he became so fascinated with the idea of castration, that's all he wanted to do, is that he tied him up and started cutting his dick off, but apparently when he started yelling, it worried him. So then he tried to sew up the wound, gave him a $10 bill, and skipped town.
Worried him.
Worried him.
When he was cutting off a boy's dick, he was
retarded,
like, I am
boy's
worried.
Penis.
Now
he's
I
going
feel,
like, why you
worried?
Do, why you make my pee-pee hot? Why you make my pee-pee hot,
this is just turning me into a worried walrus.
I need to leave town.
I need to leave town.
Oh, my anxiety is kicking in as if I'm cutting off a boy's penis.
Why you make me pee-pee hot?
Okay, here's $10, which in that time
was like a solid. It was like $15.
Not enough to replace your fucking dick, but like enough to get a nice smoothie.
But what Albert Fish is most known for is that he murdered a young girl. He befriended this family. So one thing he used to do is he used to go through the classifieds.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people looking for work, he would write them obscene, like, letters or, like, draw pictures of cocks and dicks.
Oh, come on, your bricks? Like, yeah, man, yeah. I'm a mortar.
But that's what he used to do. And so he was casing out this young kid named Edward Budd, who was looking to be hired in the city.
I will say, if your name is Edward Budd, you're going to be killed murdered. By Albert yeah. Fish. Yeah. I mean, that's just going to happen.
That's just what's going to happen. That's a victim's name.
It is.
And
it's unfortunate.
Also, one quick side note. How much fun would it be to just draw pictures of dicks and just send them to random people?
I'd love to. Would you start sending them to NBC and stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm talking about residences.
Oh, I'd love
like
that.
Just regular people.
Because no one would know what's going on. Or just be like, wrote a thing where it's just like, I see money in your future, and then draw like a big, thick, ropey cock on the back of it. And
you see ropey cock?
Yeah. Just see what they say. See how they react.
The
people are superstitious. In the end, they'll be like, well, money's coming.
Yeah. Right, right. Don't throw it away.
If you want to continue this chain letter, draw another dick and send it to 10 friends.
That would be amazing. We should try it, see if we get it back.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling someone will return it to us.
So
Albert?
He went to go pretend to hire this young boy to be his, like, whatever, like, assistant.
Right.
He saw young Grace Budd, his younger sister, there, and he convinced the parents, and he fell in love with her,
mm-hmm.
and he convinced the parents to allow him to take her to a party of his.
Well,
and they
sure,
said, yeah.
You seem like a creepy old man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't you have my youngest daughter?
It said his niece's birthday.
Yeah.
And this is all over the span of an afternoon, mind
yes.
you.
Yeah,
he
just
really moved quick
his
here.
Yeah. And then I guess
how
the story
was
is that he
young
took...
How old was this young girl, though, just to clarify?
She was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he took her into a house and took off his pants and then showed her his implements of hell, he called them, which was like a hammer, a bone saw, and a weird long curved knife he used to keep in a bag.
Bone saw!
But he also believed, he used to wrap himself in rugs saying that John the Baptist came to him and told him
right.
that's how you keep ghosts away from your brain. And that's true. And he also believed that God told him to kill children.
I'm sure that God did.
Which is what he does.
He definitely inspired Eli Roth and Clive Barker to create all the characters they created, which I think is good.
God does all sorts of nutty things.
He works in mysterious ways. Sometimes he cuts off a boy's dick. Sometimes he rapes and kills and fucking eats a girl.
And then sometimes he sends angels to win a football game.
No, Tebow.
You don't know what he's going to do.
Look at that. It's God's fingernail.
You imagine God's schedule. I got to help this guy cut off that boy's dick, eat this chick, and Tim Tebow wants to score? What the fuck am I going to do?
So the most terrifying thing that Albert Fish did is after he killed and ate this young girl, because it's a cannibal thing, and that's what he was obsessed with, he wrote a letter to the mother of Grace Budd.
Inspiring
the song. And this is I will now read you the copy that he sent to her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Fish, as read by Henry Zebrowski.
My dear Mrs. Budd. In 1894, a friend of mine shipped as a deckhand on the steamer Tacoma, Captain John Davis. They sailed from San Francisco for Hong Kong, China. On arriving there, he and two others went ashore and got drunk.
Mm.
When they returned, the boat was gone.
Oh,
it's already at a Tom Waits song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. At that time,
on arriving there, he and two others went to shore and got drunk. That's a good Tom Waits.
Thank you.
At that time, there was famine in China.
Oh.
Meat of any kind was from $1 to $3 a pound,
which was a lot. Every other time in China when it was just doing so well.
When it was just meat time.
So, what era of China did you live during?
Meat time.
Mostly woman's breasts.
The fucking Poontang dynasty. Bam, bam, bam. Eat that pussy.
Nice.
So great was the suffering among the very poor that all children under 12 were sold for food in order to keep others from starving. A boy or girl under 14 was not safe on the street.
Huh.
You could go in any shop and ask for steak, chops, or stew meat. Part of the naked body of a boy or girl would be brought out, and just what you want it cut from it. A boy or girl's behind, which is the sweetest part of the body.
Is this
real? And sold
this
veal cutlet.
Yes.
Brought the highest price.
This is 100% real.
This is word for word the letter he sent her. John stayed there so long he acquired a taste for human flesh. On his return to New York, he stole two boys, 1 7, 1 11. Took them to his home, stripped them. That's where the store comes from.
I know. I like what this led to. Yeah. Eli Roth and 7-Elevens.
Took them to his home, stripped them naked, tied them in a closet, then burned everything they had on. Several times a day, He spanked them, tortured them to make their meat good and tender.
Mm.
First to kill the 11-year-old boy because he had the fattest ass and, of course, the most meat on it.
Look at that fat ass.
Every part of his body was cooked and eaten except the head, bones, and guts. He was roasted in the oven, all of his ass.
Tried to flush
boiled,
the guts, but...
broiled, fried, and stewed.
By the way, all of his ass is in parentheses.
The little boy was next, went the same way. At that time, I was living at 409 East 100th Street near Right Side. Yeah, which is in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there. We got to go there.
Oh, yeah.
He told me so often how good human flesh was, I made up my mind to taste it. Mm. On Sunday, June the 3rd, 1928, I called on you at 406 West 15th Street, brought you pot, cheese, strawberries. We had lunch. Grace sat in my lap and kissed me. I made up my mind to eat her.
Oh, man.
On the pretense of taking her to a party, you said yes, she could go. I took her to an empty house in Westchester I'd already picked out. When we all got there, I told her to remain outside. She picked wildflowers. I went upstairs and I stripped all my clothes off. I knew if I did not, I would get her blood on them. Mm. When all was ready, I went to the window and I called her. Then I hid in a closet until she was in the room. When she saw me all naked, she began to cry and try to run down the stairs. I grabbed her.
You know that feeling, Henry.
She would tell her mama. Oh, yeah. You just got to get past it, and then you can date for a while. First, I stripped her naked. How she did kick, bite, and scratch. I choked her to death, then cut her in small pieces so I could take my meat to my rooms, cook and eat it. How sweet and tender her little ass was roasted in the oven. It took me 9 days to eat her entire body. I did not fuck her, though. I could have if I had wished. She died a virgin. Love, Albert Fish!
That's nice. I guess that's
XOXO. XO.
Human veal.
K-I-T. Have a kick-ass summer.
Yeah.
P.S. Could I get my dish back?
That's great. Well, you know, the daughter's
that's a fun
life
letter.
Went to
yeah.
somebody. It's
a
fun
bad
one to get.
To have read?
No, I thought it was really interesting. I didn't realize that Albert Fish was so crass.
Yeah.
I mean, he said fuck.
Albert Fish could barely read. Albert Fish was a disgusting fucking monster.
Right, right. That makes sense. In my head, he wears a top hat. He comes over sort of like the guy from Phantasm. You know,
oh,
like
yeah.
And but really, he's just a creepy, borderline homeless,
yeah,
elderly
kid fucker.
Old man.
Kid
yeah.
fucker and
yeah.
murderer.
No,
and
not
eater.
Kid fucker. He didn't fuck her.
He fucked the other one. He fucked the little boy after
oh,
this one.
And I would
yeah.
be surprised if he fucked
yeah.
her.
I just think that he was gay for little boys and he just hated little girls.
Yeah.
You think mm. so?
Mm. I don't know.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
Who
he fell
does
in love
know?
With her. He loved does. This little. He loved Grace. He
so
loved her.
Much. It was like, what was that? My little pet. And then
I stroke it and I pet it and you're naughty.
I killed it.
Myself.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust-dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself a good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete Sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey! Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Oh, that's too bad. So, do we have any information on what are the motivations for eating? Some people eat to consume the flesh and
it's
then become
super,
them.
It's always super, super
like,
morbid curiosity, yeah, or sexual fantasy, so, or like
to gain
ritual.
Their power, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sort of.
My father eats the hearts of birds that he kills.
Does that make him fly?
In order to gain their power.
That's just because you're fucking just, you're backwoods fucking.
Hey. We have India. We go by the land of the Indians, by the laws of my people.
Oh my God.
We eat the hearts
all
of birds.
All right. With
yeah,
your
Marcus
Indian.
Is going to find a way to weasel in the only accent he can do. That's not true. You can do a lot of them. But he's going to weasel in that Native American one. I like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we got to cover?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, we can do a quick run-through on Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we've
already talked
Dahmer,
about him.
I'm just saying he's worth mentioning.
I will say Dahmer, probably as we have him winning our March Madness tournament from a couple of, multiple episodes. Goodness,
oh, yeah, Dahmer was the best.
So
yeah.
Dahmer is the best. I would
just in terms of volume and motivation, the yeah. fact that it all started trying to make your own
right.
voodoo sex slave,
right,
which shows
right,
that,
right.
like, you know,
trying
it's
to make
a better,
zombies.
It's the right. whole, like, give a man a fish or teach a man to fish
right.
type
or,
thing.
You know, give your yeah. daughter to Albert Fish and see what
yeah,
he can
yeah,
do with
yeah.
her.
Yeah, see what his attempts are with yeah. her. And apparently also because of the pins that were up in his dick, when he got electrocuted to death, they had to do it two times because there's the story is that it's short-circuited.
The first time just really made him hard.
Oh,
like, he just seems to be really erect like, right now.
Yes!
Do
yes!
me more! Do me more! Do you have a daughter?
I have one more story of a family, a cannibal cult mother.
Yeah.
Ooh, cool. Mom's yeah. very rare in this.
Yeah, a mother tortured her son in a locked cellar while relatives skinned him and forced him to eat his own flesh.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Yeah. Was he bad at school?
That's the thing. He couldn't understand arithmetic.
Yeah, she was a member of a sinister religious cult And her sister, Katerina, led the sickening torture of her 8-year-old son.
What was the name of the
cult? And his 10-year-old. It's called the Grail. What is it called?
The Grail.
Grail Mission. I looked it up. You know, like, I looked up a little bit of stuff about it here and there. But really, it's not a sinister cult. It's just New Age bullshit.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The Skin Meat Clan.
No one knows how to do cults anymore.
Yeah.
Not really.
And, well, this one was. It's been around since, like, the 20s.
So,
and it's the Grail Path or some shit like that.
It's like that True Christ cult that's going on in Australia right now with the guy who just says he's Jesus.
The Grail movement. That's what it is.
Have we done our cults episode yet?
We have. We could do another one.
We should do another one soon.
Yeah.
That was like our third or fourth episode.
Oh, great. We'll have to do one soon.
Yeah, because we did the Jonestown stuff.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
This is a great. Good recap of a good old episode.
I love that Jonestown stuff.
Yeah, get into it.
Yeah. You guys like good public speakers? You want to laugh, have a good giggle fest? Listen to Jim Jones talking his people to death.
Woo!
Yeah.
Literally talking his people to death.
To death.
It took him... Just think about this for a second. In the time that it has taken you to listen to this episode, Jim Jones talked 900 people
into offing themselves.
Into killing themselves in 45 minutes.
So you do it.
No, don't do it.
Do it.
We
no,
save people from suicide.
You do it.
Henry,
you do it.
Don't kill our family.
I command you to do it.
No.
Don't show listen
them.
To Henry.
Show them how much power we have.
You know what? I just stopped
that's
listening.
That's how this is all gonna. This is all how this is all gonna come down.
I listened to this podcast for a while, but then they kept on telling me to kill myself. So I just like went to a different porn site. Whatever. So this kid was eating his own flesh. How many days or weeks or months did that take? Or hours? I mean, how fast did he skin this guy?
It was over a period of months.
Ah.
And how they got caught is the woman, they kept him in a basement.
They made a big flag out of it and put it out in front of the house, and it was just a big human skin flag, and everyone's like, hey, what's going on with the human skin flag? And he's just like, I dare you to call the police.
I think we're going to call the police, Susan.
Yeah, I like you, see. Yeah, call the police.
What happened is that this woman had installed a baby monitor, a TV baby monitor upstairs.
What year was this?
This was pretty recent.
This was like the movie Martyrs.
This is like 2000. This happened like 2007.
Martyrs is the shit. If you have not seen Martyrs, do it.
Check it out.
Hot foot it to some Martyrs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So she put a baby monitor in there with the kid so as they skinned it, she could hear it cry?
So, no, it was a video. It was a TV monitor. Like, it was a baby monitor that had, like, a camera.
Okay.
And this kid was, like, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't a baby. This kid was fairly old as far as, you know, kids who eat themselves go.
Sure, of course.
Did he like himself? Did he get any reviews? Is there any sort of Yelp reviews as to how he tasted?
I wonder if they also fixed the recipe up a little bit as time went on.
They stubbed cigarettes on their bare skin. There was two of them, by the way. It was brothers. They stubbed cigarettes out on their bare skin, whipped them with belts, tried to drown them, also sexually abused and forced to cut themselves with knives. So this woman had a baby monitor.
Is there a reason why? Do you know why?
All the story, because I read quite a few stories on this, trying to figure out why, trying to see, because everyone
like,
always
is
says
it a part of
the
ritual?
Grail, like they keep saying like they're part of the Grail movement, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I researched stuff on the Grail movement. There's nothing really sinister about that. It's just New Age bullshit. They don't, because they refuse to say.
It's like when like Pat they Robertson were,
the,
tells
you. The women refuse to say why they were doing this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're just doing it because it's cool. Because it was there.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mount Everest.
And it's one of the offshoots of the religion, like when Pat Robertson tells you to invest in gold. And you're like, I never heard of that in the Bible. But they're like, no. Yeah, you got to eat your kid.
And so this woman had the baby monitor. And the person living next door to them had also bought the same baby monitor.
Get out of here!
So
technological mishap.
Yeah. So she picked up the transmissions.
Get out of here!
The neighbor, and so they.
Can you imagine if you thought you saw that going on in your baby room?
Right,
too?
Oh right. God! They really do grow up fast, and then I guess they start eating their own skin. This is weird.
Weird.
Guess
Life's
how much?
Funny sometimes.
Guess how much
I don't
time?
Know what to do with them top salad and scrambles.
Guess how much time this woman got?
How much time?
Just take a wild guess.
18. I'm gonna go 18.
Three
years.
Life sentences.
9 years.
Ah, good. I'm sure she learned her lesson.
But the boy obviously died, right?
No.
They Ooh, all lived.
I'm so glad that he lived. I'm sure his life is great now.
Yeah, why?
And also, and not on top of all that, he's all he also lives in the Czech Republic.
Is he a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, probably. I think it's at the very least, it's good for the bandage and gauze business. You know, if we can just get more people eating their own skin, that'll be perfect. Sales are through the roof. No one has skin anymore.
They were also kept in cages, handcuffed to tables, and made to stand in their own urine for days.
I do that, but that's just because I'm lazy.
Yeah, that's the thing with you.
You're
but why
are you standing?
Ah, my chair is over there.
The bathroom is over there, but I'm here.
Well, Wapner's on.
Better eat. Wapner's on. You're an autistic man hanging out with Tom Cruise, I see.
Well, what the prosecutor said, their aim was to make the boys blindly serve their religious goals.
Well, yeah. That's
so this
so
was, they
dumb.
Were in this like new agey cult, all of that. And so the boys are like, I don't want to go to church. And they're like, I'm going to make you eat your own skin.
But don't you understand you got to do that through video games and YouTube? Yeah. That's all these kids like anymore is them video gamers and the YouTubans.
You got to fight a rebellious spirit.
Yeah. You got to get that high-pitched Freddy guy. The guy goes like that guy will get you to be into your religion.
Whatever.
And I'm sure that that guy will literally do fucking any single thing for a dime.
I do like that. Because when I grew up...
Yeah, you could get him to be the spokesperson of your cult like that.
Absolutely. Exactly.
In a fucking millisecond.
No doubt. No doubt.
This is the Savior. You have to cut the skin so you can't serve our Dark Lord and Master Jesus Christ, the freaking Dragon Warrior.
I would eat my own skin if that dude was the spokesperson.
I mean, I'd be into it. I definitely watch the videos and love them.
Love it.
Love it.
What's the guy's name?
Like it. What?
What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. That's one of those bits of information I'm just not going to let enter into my brain.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know what the kid's doing with the Jedi thing and your Rebecca Blacks and what she's doing.
She's doing Friday.
Which,
if you didn't know, is about the JFK assassination.
No.
Yes.
No, what? It's not.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
Man,
anyway,
she's really good.
She is great. I love her.
This is great.
It is great. I mean, it's a bizarre way to get somebody to join the religion that you want them to join, tie them
up.
When I was growing up evangelical, they convinced me to love Jesus through puppets, you know, through just like bizarre, very terrible Christian sketch. And this family made this boy eat his own skin. Different approaches. But I wonder if this kid does hold true a little bit of those religious tenements of this.
Okay, you know what?
I'm going to imagine no.
No? You don't
no.
think so?
No.
You guys want to hear the Friday JFK assassination thing?
Oh, my God. All right.
Friday is about the JFK assassination. The man driving the car JFK was in, named Samuel Kicken
in the front seat, sitting in the back seat.
The assassination occurred on a Friday. And after JFK was shot, the Secret Service told Jackie to, quote, get down.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Cold War and the spread of communism are referenced.
Everybody's Russian.
That's up there with the European. You're American when you go into the bathroom and American when you come out. What are you in the bathroom?
European.
There you go.
Finally, instead of eating a breakfast of eggs and sausage that morning,
oh my God.
JFK opted for a bowl of bran flakes.
Gotta have a bowl. Gotta have cereal.
The following Monday, JFK was due to sign a law that provided bus transportation to all students.
Gotta catch my bus.
Wow.
Why? I feel like this just disproves like 9/11 conspiracy theories here. Like, you can make a rational point about a lot of stuff, which is really sad.
America's importance is over.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, God, this Friday thing.
We are no longer the number one superpower.
No. Oh, we haven't been for years.
No.
We're all over. Okay, are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Cool. So, yeah, we'll talk to you guys soon. Henry, anything you want to say? Or?
I just want to say it's just so nice to be out, to be making people laugh,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so hard to make me laugh.
Why don't we do a Louis? Why don't we do a Louis impression here, real quick?
Yeah, how's about bringing some
eating tits?
You're right. Fuck butts.
Okay.
This is fine. Magusulations.
Oh, my pants are too small for my big old brown snake.
Alright!
Wow, that's a full course dinner right there.
Brown snake.
Chop that right up.
Brown snake. Magustalations.
Magustalations.
Hi-o me!
Alright, we'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.